Good evening, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon with the Metaphysical Hour, and I'm live tonight. This is February the 15th, 2013, day after Halloween. And it's just me tonight. My daughter, Julia, is off on a plane. She's going to see her daughter in Texas. So it's just going to be me. So anybody who wants to call in, I would like to take your calls. This toll-free number is 1-888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Well, I guess you saw those pictures on the news about that one meteorite that hit Russia. Boy, but a lot of people must have thought that was a UFO coming in. But they said it was as big as a 5-story building when it hit Russia, that town, and they've had over 1,000 people were hurt with that. So there is stuff out there. And then the other one is that asteroid that came through this afternoon. But they thought the only thing that would hurt would just be communications because it was going in and out of the satellites. But they did say that we have these things all the time that are hitting the Earth. And usually we just don't know it because it's in isolated areas or it hits the water or Antarctica, so we never know about it unless it hits a populated area. And that's what happened in Russia. And it showed how the windows were being blown out and all of that. They said it sounded like an atomic bomb going off. So there's a lot of strange things out there that are still happening. Well, one thing I wanted to talk about tonight is the UFO conference that's coming up. You probably know that I inherited it from Lou Farish. It's the longest-running UFO conference in the United States, the oldest and the longest-running. It's not the biggest. That's the one that is in Scottsdale, the one that Bob Brown used to run in Laughlin, and it was bought, and now it's in Scottsdale, Arizona. But that's the biggest. But we are the oldest. We're now going to be having our 25th year at our conference this year. And I've been there since day one. I've been involved with the whole thing. So when Lou died last year, he's a very dear friend of mine, and when he died, they were going to stop the conference. But I couldn't let Lou's dream die. So they asked me if I would take it over, and you know, it's not like I don't have anything to do. I'm sitting around here twiddling my thumbs, you know. But I felt somebody had to do it, so it's my baby now. And, you know, our organization, we can handle all of this. So anyway, I'm going to talk about that tonight. But involved with that, the UFO conference, is there any UFO investigators out there? I know a lot of the people in the field, the lecturers, but is there anybody that's a UFO investigator who is looking for funds? That was what they were saying when they were discussing this, the board, is that sometimes a UFO investigator just needs a little extra money. Maybe they need money to buy a special kind of equipment or something like that that they can use in their investigation. Well, when Lou died, they set up a trust fund. It's called the Farish Trust. His name was Lucius Farish, but everybody called him Lou. It's the Farish Trust, and they set this up for many grants for investigators. And the grants can go from $200 to $2,000 to be given to people who would qualify if the investigators just need some help with what they're doing. Because, you know, Lou, his whole life, all he did was do UFO investigations. His whole life centered around UFOs. And he was the most knowledgeable man I've ever met. He had the answer to anything dealing with any case. He knew it all by memory. He just knew everything about these cases. So what would be more fitting, they thought, than to set up a trust fund to help others out there who are trying to help with these mysteries? Anybody that's interested, if they need money for grants. It's called a mini grant for investigators. If they need money for anything doing with UFO investigations, equipment, anything, they can contact us at UFO. Wait a minute, I got too many notes here. You can contact one of two places. All this information is on our website, which is Ozark Mountain, because we're Ozark Mountain Publishing. And everything about the UFO conference is also on there. But it's OZARKMT.com. But if you want to find specific information out about the trust that has been set up and the many grants, go to www.farishtrust, that's F-A-R-I-S-H, Farish, T-R-U-S-T, Farishtrust, one word, .org, F-A-R-I-S-H, and that's Lou's Trust has been set up to help with these things. And they are doing, you know, investigations to try to find out who out there is really involved, investigators, because they really want to help anybody who needs help. So if you check out that website, farishtrust.org, you can see the requirements are listed on that website and the application forms if you want to apply for the grant. So I think that's going to be very important because we want Lou's dream to keep continuing. And we know we have only hit the tip of the iceberg as far as the investigations have been. So he wants this to continue. So anybody who's interested in that, contact the farishtrust.org website. Okay. Another thing, this has to do with the conference. I told them I wasn't going to make any drastic changes the first year that we were taking it over. We're keeping it pretty much the way it always has been. The only thing is I'm adding new blood because we've had the same speakers sometimes many years in a row. I'm adding new blood this year. But one thing I am doing, it has the first time it's ever been done at this conference, we're going to have a contest. How many of you out there have seen a UFO and have taken a picture of a UFO? A picture or a video? And maybe you took this and you're showing it to your friends and relatives, but you don't know what to do with it. Well, this is the contest. We are offering a prize of $100 for the best UFO picture or video that's submitted to us. And we're just charging $5 as an entry fee. And that $5 will go into Lou's trust fund. But the only requirements are we want it to be an original picture. We don't want something that's going to be, you know, computer enhanced or nowadays with all the computers and all the technology, it's very easy to fake something like that. We want genuine pictures, and I think we're going to be able to tell the difference because I've had many people send me pictures that we found out later that were fakes. And I was a good friend with Wendell Stevens, and he had like 50,000 pictures of UFOs from all over the world. He had the largest collection of UFO pictures there were, and even he found some that were fakes, and he would point them out to me. But that's the requirement. They have to be original, not ever shown anywhere else, and not taken out of a magazine or something. Original that the person who sends it in has taken this picture themselves. Oh, I was going to finish that first. Okay, who's there?
My name is Robert from Chicago.
Yeah?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Hi, Dolores. I just found you, believe it or not, today. This morning I was on YouTube, and I happened to see some of your videos for the first time today. So I'm literally just finding out about you about 10 hours ago.
You know, people are telling me so all the time now. My lectures and everything, I just discovered you. I haven't been hiding. I've been doing this work for 45 years.
Well, you know, I've seen you on YouTube many times over the last couple of years, and I just never clicked on any of your videos before until just today. So, and then the one I saw today was about 2 hours, and it was pretty. Well, I've been learning about David Wilcock and Melchizedek, Dreadvulo Melchizedek, for the last few months, just kind of studying their work. And
yeah, I know him.
You're kind of along this. What's that?
Yeah, I know all the investigators. I've been doing this for so long. Yes, I know David.
I've only known about these guys for a couple of months, literally. So I'm just kind of opening my mind to it right now, I guess you could say.
I've been trying to get
others to jump aboard is like pulling teeth.
Yeah, I've been doing UFOs for 25 years. So, I mean, you know, we've been around a long time anyway. Well, did you have a question?
Well, you know, I know there's so many questions I could ask you at this point. Really, I guess the only question that I have is, what is the easiest way for somebody to induce others to at least look at these ideas more objectively? Because most people you talk to about this kind of thing just, you know, they think you're nuts. And
oh, I know.
I'd like to, obviously, you know what's coming. I have a pretty good idea what's coming. And I'd like to save as many people as possible before it happens, if you know what I mean.
That's not your department. It's not your job to save the people.
Well, maybe not save them, but at least open their minds, open their eyes, and let them know what's coming.
Uh-huh, because
so that then they can make decisions about what they want to do.
I've written 17 books about all of this. And a lot of times at my lectures, that's what people say, how can I convince people that this is real? Reincarnation, past lives, UFOs. How can I convince them it's real? I said, you can't convince anybody of anything. And the more you try, the more closed they become. And in my work, we were told, you're not supposed to try to convince anyone. Because you do, they will shut down. You have to wait until they begin to ask questions. Then you have the answers. Because, you know, otherwise it just goes right over your head. You know, like the church tries to convert everybody. And I think that it goes against the purpose because people shut it out. But what I've always told people, drop crumbs. Little crumbs, you know, just say little things and then just see if they pick it up or not. If they don't, well, then don't worry about it. Maybe you've planted a few seeds. But you wait for them to begin to ask questions and then we have the answers. But you drop a little crumb and see how they react. You don't want to give them the whole loaf. That's too much. They can't handle it. So the best thing is...
No, you're right. You're 100% right there. That's true. I like that idea. Just drop a couple of crumbs here and there. I like that.
Yeah, little seeds. And just see. And if they definitely, you know, are against it, well, you just say, okay, you know, and you go on with it. But... you never know. Right. You might have somebody who says, you know, that is interesting, and they may want to ask a few more questions. But don't try to force anybody to believe or anything, because that's not what we're here to do. They'll be ready in their third time. Does that make sense
that's
to
true,
you?
That's true, you're right.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, what you said about the Catholic Church is true. What they actually do is they scare you basically into submission.
Oh yeah,
is what the
tell
Catholics
me about
do.
It. In my work, I see thousands and thousands of people who come to me for therapy, and I have many that I call recovering Catholics because they've been in through all of that. Yeah, that's what we're trying to get away from is the fear, because fear's not good. You know that. But in my work, they say fear is an illusion anyway, but it's the strongest emotion a human has. And if you don't understand something, you're going to be afraid of it. So these organizations use fear to get you to do what they want to do. But that's why I tell people to think. Use your own mind. Ask a lot of questions. Don't believe what anybody tells you. Don't just make up your own mind. ask questions, and then you'll find your truth. It may not be my truth, but at least it'll be yours.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
But are you into any of this at all, or are you really just taking your baby steps? Are you there? Hello? What? I must have, maybe I scared him. I don't think I was saying anything that would be scary. But he either got disconnected anyway. But that's okay. I'm running into this all the time now, and it's really strange because I've been doing this work for so long, and 17 books, and I've been lecturing for 30 years all over the world, and I've given my classes all over the world, and people are still saying, I just found you. But I think it's because this is the internet generation. Because at my lectures now, there are a lot of young people that we never used to have that much of a percentage of the audience be young people. And they're very open and receptive to everything we're saying. That's why I think it is the internet generation. They're not afraid to ask questions, not afraid to think for themselves and be open just to anything that comes. So that's what I tell people, ask questions and make up your own mind. So that's okay. I still have clients. I just had one this last week and said she just found me a month ago. So it just feels weird when you've been doing this your whole life and then you haven't been hiding under a rock, but people are just now discovering you. Okay. But get back to what I was talking about. The UFO contest, I know a lot of you out there have taken pictures. You've taken videos because people are always sending me these things. So if you have anything like that you would like to enter into the contest, do not send your original, your only one-of-a-kind copy because we can't be responsible if something happens to it. Send us copies of what you have. A copy of the photograph or a copy of the video. Don't send the original one of a kind. And you send it into our website. If you check on there, you're going to see links into the UFO conference, which is occurring in April. April 12th to 14th is the UFO conference here in Eureka Springs. But we're not going to do anything with these videos and photographs except show them at the conference. And there'll be a judging there to pick the winner. And we'll give $100 to the best one. And then we'll return the pictures to you. We won't do anything else with them. It is still your property. And it's not going to just be interesting to see what everybody else out there is getting.
Your guest called back.
What?
Your guest has just called back.
Okay, patch him through. Okay.
Hi, Dolores.
What happened? You got cut off or what?
I hung up on you. I didn't like what you were saying.
You didn't like what I was
saying? I'm just kidding.
About, what was I saying?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was thinking I don't mean to offend anybody.
Oh, no. I'm just kidding. I got you there. I got you. No, my phone just disconnected us. You know, I was in the middle of telling you I was on your website today after I saw your video on YouTube, and I was trying to locate an event, like events link, where you show that your events that are coming up where you're going to be speaking or doing training sessions.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to find anything. Apparently that
there.
Link was down today.
Well, it's the schedule.
Do you do any? You know, I wasn't able to pull it up for some reason on my computer. It was
okay.
It was down. But I'll try it again tomorrow. In fact, I'll try it tonight.
Well, where do you live?
Just wanted to know if you,
where?
I'm in Chicago. I'm right outside Chicago, Illinois.
I go to Chicago all the time. But the next event that I'm going to be at is next weekend. I was going to talk about that on the show tonight. That's the UFO conference. February the 23rd to the 24th, I'll be in Sacramento. And I'm doing a seminar, two-day seminar with Dee Wallace. She's the movie star, and we did this last year, and it was very successful. We're doing a seminar about creating your reality, how you can have anything in your life, and we found out it is so easy, it is so simple, and it's a lot of fun. The whole seminar is a lot of fun. That's next weekend, next Saturday and Sunday, at the DoubleTree Hotel in Sacramento. And I'll be speaking at the UFO conference in Scottsdale. That's the one I mentioned. That's the next week, the end of February. That's the one that Bob Brown used to have in Laughlin, and now they've moved it to Scottsdale, Arizona. But I'm only going in it goes on for about 5 or 6 days. It's a long one. But I'm just going to go speak on Thursday, do my talk, then I have to leave because I've only got a few days. In the beginning of March, I have to be in Istanbul. See, I travel all over the world. I'm going constantly to every country you can think of all over the world. And that's why it's hard to catch me when I'm home. Even these radio shows, they've been doing a lot of replaying of the archives because I'm usually gone on Friday night. So if you don't know about this, BBS Radio has all of my old shows, and I've done it for 8 years now. All of the old shows are in the archives with BBS Radio, and a lot of people download those and they listen to them in their car. So we have lots
of great idea.
Me out there. But yeah, and then I've got. What?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. You finish. It's what
well, I've got, I mean, I'm going to be doing so many things, but April is the UFO conference in Eureka Springs. And I'm going to be going over some of the speakers we're going to have, and I'll be speaking there, too, as well as putting it on. July, that's in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, which isn't too far from Chicago. And then in July, I'm having my transformation conference, and that's in Rogers, Arkansas. This is our ninth year to do that. And that's a metaphysical conference. That's the difference. The one is a UFO, and this is metaphysical and spiritual. And we have a lot of big speakers that speak at that. That's the middle of July in Rogers, Arkansas. So if you want to check on the website, you can get on our list to be notified about these things.
I will. I did notice the one in Arkansas coming up in April, I think it was, and I was going to plan on going down to that one, actually. Number one, it was like, I think it was like $65 to attend it, which seemed really affordable for anybody,
that
really.
3 days. And we're going to have some wonderful speakers. But that's what I was just talking about, that we're having the contest for the best UFO picture that anybody takes. But if you want any more information you can't find on the website, call our number. It's 1-800-935-0045. And if you're just taking your baby steps, there's a lot to learn. A lot out there.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that I've always been able to heal people.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I really don't know how I do it.
Okay, join the club.
So I kind of want to work.
So you probably don't know that I teach healing with my technique. We have instant healing in one session, and I teach it all over the world. But we're always talking to healers all the time. It's an inherent natural ability. Most people deny it, and they just don't think they can. But if you have the ability, follow through on it and use it.
You know, I'd use it when it's necessary. Whenever there's an emergency, it's always just It's not something I think about, and it's not something I ever plan on doing. It's just whenever there's an emergency, I just snap into this mode, and something takes over, and I don't know what it is. I really don't, but it's kind of scary at times, actually.
Think of it as a natural ability that it now at this time in the world, it's a very important talent to have, because this is what we're doing. We are reawakening all of these psychic abilities that have been pushed back for so many years. Now everybody is waking up to what they can really do. So it's don't
right.
be afraid of it, as long as you use it for positive. That's the most important thing.
Well,
never do anything
for
negative. You always use everything for positive.
So you're going to be basically doing what you're doing until the switch, essentially, which is supposed to happen in the next couple of years, I imagine.
Oh, it's happening right now.
What about?
Yeah, we're in the middle of it. It's been happening since 2003. We're right smack dab in the middle of it, and a lot of people are feeling it now. That's what I said. This is the time for the reawakening of all these things. It's not going to be
it's not going to be
now.
Like one day. Then, okay.
It's a gradual process. It has to be, otherwise the body couldn't take it. So I gather you haven't read any of my books, then, have you?
I heard you talking about the gradual process in one of your videos today, and so I understand that.
I've written a lot about
it. I noticed. I know you had a lot of books on your website. I noticed that, and here's my problem with reading up on all of this stuff. It seems to me that when the time comes, you're either going to, it doesn't really matter what you know when the time comes. It's the person that you are. And all of this is going to come back naturally to us. I understand that. So regardless of how much I study on this right now, I could literally be reading book after book after book and be spending 10 hours a day reading books, or I can be doing something with this information.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of at a crossroads here. I believe that when it comes time, everything we need to know, we're going to know.
Oh, yeah, this is what
I believe that.
It's been put into the brain on the cellular level, and it'll be there when you need it, and you won't even know where it comes from. This is the way it operates.
Right.
And it's been leading up to now. And it's a gradual process, but yeah, when you need it, when the time comes, it'll be there. And it won't be scary, it'll just be very natural, as though it was intended to be.
Right.
But if you're doing the healing, that's good. You're on the right track.
Well, I haven't done it in a long time. It hasn't been necessary in a long time. The last time I did it, she was having some kind of an asthmatic attack right in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even know who this girl was. And she just started gasping for breath. And I just held her hands for 30 seconds and just calmed her down, and she came out of it.
Mm.
You know,
that's
it was
wonderful.
Just like,
you're using energy, and you're not even aware that you are. The healing energy is very powerful. And see, your intent
was
there.
I'm not sure what it was.
The intent was there. The intent was to help her, and that's very valuable. That means the energy will work with you as long as you're using it for the right reasons, the right intention. So that's good.
That was the last time, and nothing has come up since then. But there's always been little times in the past. I don't know. I definitely want to, know a little bit more about it, but I don't want to be consumed by it. Like I said, I know that, like you say, if you're if because we've all done things in our life that we wish we could change, obviously, but it's what you do every day that counts from this point forward.
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard of Reiki?
Yes, I have. I don't know much about it.
Well, some people use that. It's working with energy for healing, and others, all kinds of other energies, that, you know, energy workers that you can learn the different types of healing. There's a lot of that out there. The way mine is done is with hypnosis. But if you look into this, you may find what you need if you want training. But it sounds like
you've already got
that ability. You know,
I would like to train a little bit. In fact, that's really what got me so interested was your hypnosis classes or your hypnosis training. That seemed to me, because I would never allow myself to be hypnotized in the past because of the unknown, because of the fear factor, really. But I am opening my mind to it completely at this point in my life, and I want to know more about myself, obviously. But you know, from what I was learning today from your video, we've been here a million times before.
Oh yeah,
and we have maybe not here, but we've been somewhere. You know.
Yeah.
And that's really what really got me so interested is I wanted to know, you know, can you do a past life regression on me, for instance? I would love. I'm sure we're all equal when it comes to having abilities. We all have the same abilities. It's just that they've been drowned out by society and the way we live, what we put into our body. We've drowned our abilities. We've calcified our pineal glands. We've done everything to make it more difficult for us to ascend. But people do it ignorantly. They don't know. They really don't know. Yeah. Most
they
people
don't
believe anything.
That's what we're trying to
and
do
that's
is
really
wake them up, you know. So that's what, and they've been called the sleepwalkers. They don't realize what's going on, and they need to be woke up. But anybody has past lives. I've never found anyone who hasn't had. And I've been doing this 45 years with thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I've never found anyone that hasn't had a past life. And we find the one.
Are you stationed?
What?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I don't want to.
I found with this technique, though, it's very easy to find the most appropriate one, because you've had so many past lives, you could have any if you went to a regular hypnotist. We go find the one that is the most appropriate for you to know about, the one that's most relevant to your life right now. That's what we find. And then along the way, we do the instant healing, because a lot of the healing, people make themselves sick, comes from other lifetimes. And my next class, right now, we just went online. We're having the first online class now. I'm trying to have to travel so much because I'm doing it all over the world. Last week, we had the test of 10 people to see if, you know, if the thing had any bugs in it, trying to work them out. So it just went live, I believe, today. We've got a lot of people signed up for that one at the online classes. You can find out about that on my website, too. But the next live class is going to be in April, and it's right after the UFO conference. I'm doing a live one here in Arkansas. I'm not going to be doing live because I'm still traveling, and we're going to let the Internet take over with the online classes.
Okay. Are you going to do the right after the UFO show? Is it going to be like days after?
I think so. I don't have the exact date because I've got to do a level 2 in there and the level 1. But if you look on the website, it should tell you the dates. And these classes,
I'll take a look at it tonight.
They've been getting very big, too. Especially when they know I'm not going to be doing that many in the States this year. But, yeah, it's right after the UFO conference, I think a few days after. But check online. It'll have all the information there that you need. And anybody can take this class. They don't have to be hypnotists. Anybody can learn it. It's very easy. It's very fast. And they get wonderful results. But it sounds to me like you have a natural ability, and you need to cultivate that also.
I'm sure, I think we all do, but you're right. I've actually used it before, and don't know where it came from. So
It came from past lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've had this happen again and again with my clients. Okay. Well, why don't you check with the website or call the office at 1-800-935-0045. Get more information.
Okay.
Because I want to get back to talking about the speakers at the conference before we run out of time. Because next week
Dolores. Sorry.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Yeah, just
okay,
check it out. Okay, then. All right.
I'll introduce myself in Arkansas.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Right,
bye-bye. You're welcome.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, well, I gave a lot of information out there that I think the rest of you would be interested in knowing also. So what I really want to cover, though, before, because next week I'll be gone again. I'll be at the seminar with Dee Wallace in Sacramento. So I won't be live. I do want to mention some of the speakers we're going to have at the UFO conference. And this is the one that is the 12th to the 14th of April in Eureka Springs. Now, Nigel Grace is one. I'm bringing him in from England. He's going to be talking about the Bosnian pyramids. And some of you may have heard about them, these pyramids that they discovered in Bosnia. It says here on his write-up that it's the biggest complex of pyramid structures in the world. But it's only in recent years that they've been, you know, examining them and finding out about them. And he's going to be giving illustrated talk that these pyramids go back to at least 25,000 years ago, which would make them older than anything else on the planet like this. And there is, the archaeologists have been looking into it, and Nigel Grace has been one of the investigators. They found a whole system of tunnels underneath the largest one of these pyramids. Now, the pictures they show them with trees and everything, you know, and vegetation on top of them. That's why they weren't recognized for what they really were, until somebody began looking around. But this is going to be interesting because this is just now coming to light about all of this. And he's going to be doing an illustrated talk about the investigations, archaeological discoveries of the pyramids in Bosnia. Now, most of you know Linda Mouton Howe. She has been coming to the conference since the very beginning. And she's a movie producer, and she is a reporter. She investigates all of this. And she wouldn't tell me exactly what she's going to be talking about because she's always on top of the latest developments in the UFO field. But what I've been hearing about is they have discovered a pyramid under the ice in Alaska. And I think that's one thing that Linda will probably be touching on because she's always on top of everything. And then we also have Dr. J.J. Hertek, and many of you know him. He's the one who wrote The Keys of Enoch and many other books. And he's the one that if you like the deep stuff, the mind-bending material, and he's going to be talking about the beginning of life on Earth, and he's one of the speakers. Now, Ted Phillips is also an investigator. He's going to be there. And I've known him for many years. He found in Slovenia what appears to be a UFO inside of a mountain. Now, can you imagine how long that would have been there for a mountain to grow around a UFO? And he has a fascinating story of how he was discovered this because it was other people that led him to it. It's in the middle of nowhere. And I've known him for years as he was getting money to go over and continue to investigate it. And where it is, there's all kinds of bandits, there's poisonous snakes, and he had to go out there by himself so nobody would follow him and to investigate this. But he said it appears to be a UFO that the inside of this mountain, and he's going to bring pictures and talk about this. He's also going to be talking about some other things that he's been investigating. He's on top of a lot of these things over in Europe. Now, another one is coming is Larry Kadander. Let me take a drink of water here. Now, Larry, I don't know as well, but Bob White was a friend of mine, and Larry is his friend. Bob White found this object that had fallen off of a UFO, and he's going to bring it and show it, because for years he's tried to get it analyzed. He was trying to get somebody to look at it. And now, finally, he's been on the History Channel and several other shows, and I said, well, finally, Bob, they're listening to you. Because before they kept saying, oh, it had to be a fake. But the story goes that this is years ago, he was out parked with his girlfriend at night, and they saw this big UFO sitting on the ground. And as they watched, it took off. And when it took off, this red-hot white thing fell from the UFO and hit the ground. Well, he went over and he picked it up. Of course, it was very hot at that time. And he took it. And it's huge. Well, it's about at least a foot and a half long. And it's an odd shape. And he'll be showing that. But finally, they got the analysis of it. And the laboratory said it did not come from Earth. We don't know where it came from, but the material, the metals it's made of, are not from Earth. So they're going to be talking about that and giving the analysis. Now, Bob died about 3 years ago under mysterious circumstances after he had finally got this analysis done. So Larry was his best friend, and he swore that he would take this object and continue to get it out there and let people know about it. So Larry is going to be there to talk about how this came about and to show people the object. And it's been on the internet, too, but finally they did get the analysis. So it's the first time he's speaking at a UFO conference and getting to show it. So that should be very interesting. So we've got some good lineup here now. And Jeffrey Wilson, he's his organization is the Independent Crop Circle Researchers Association. Now, every year we have always had about crop circles in America. Crop circles in England. We've been having the late news on those since the conference began in 25 years ago. We were the first ones to even report about crop circles, and we've been following those all along. But we've mostly focused on England. Now, Jeff Wilson will be talking about the crop circles in America and how he's gone and investigated them and been inside of them and checked them out. And especially the ones up about around Ohio. And I didn't realize there were so many in the United States, but he's going to be talking about his investigations with that. I've been in the crop circles. I've been investigating those since 1992. When I went over there, Linda Howell was over there one time with another group while I was with my publisher. We went out and checked them out. So I've watched them develop, and I could tell which ones were fake and which ones were not. This last year when we were in England, our office in England is right there in the crop circle country. So at night we would come out of our office and there'd be crop circles right there in the fields because that's where they form. But I'd never heard of the ones in America. So this ought to be interesting as he shows the pictures and compares them to the ones in England. So that's Jeff Wilson, and he's the head of the the Independent Crop Circle Researchers Association, and he has spoken on lots of TV shows, and he's shown these pictures all over the world. So that ought to be very interesting. Now, Nancy Talbert has come to the UFO conference many years, too. A lot of these names are going to be familiar to the ones who have always come. Nancy Talbert was also a UFO investigator, and she did the chemical analysis because she would cut the grain from the inside, the circles, and from the outside, and they had them analyzed by scientists. So she went that way to where she was doing the scientific investigations. She's very careful about what she says and about what she finds. And I had her come to my conference that I put on in July, the Transformation Conference, and she showed some remarkable footage. She's also working with this young man in Holland who has the ability to, he knows when the crop circles are going to form, and he knows where they're going to form. So he's been able to take the investigators out and show them where they're going to appear. She's been working with him very closely for now several years. And at our conference, she showed pictures that he takes with cameras that other beings are in the pictures. You might call ghosts, dead people. Whatever they're not there when you're looking at taking the picture. They show up on the film afterwards. Also, ETs, she's taken pictures and have ETs show up in them. So she's on top of that, and she's going to be bringing a lot of things to show about her latest investigations. Now, but to me, these are really fantastic speakers, but to me, the icing on the cake is we're bringing Jaime Marsand from Mexico. And if you watch Ancient Aliens, if you watch the History Channel, the UFO shows on TV, he is the top-of-the-line investigator. Mexico is a real hot spot for investigations right now. There's so much UFO activity in Mexico, and he's been right on top of that. He has his own TV show down there, and the one show that I saw him on, he showed the most remarkable videos of UFOs. They're so clear and they're so distinct. And the investigators are saying they've never seen anything with these shapes of the ones that he has found. So he's coming from Mexico, and he's going to be showing some of these films of the latest pictures of the UFOs in Mexico and talking about his investigations down there. Well, to me, he's the icing on the cake. He's not very easy to get, but he's coming up especially for this conference. Those are all the speakers, and then I'm going to be there too. I'll be talking about my investigations with the UFO phenomena for 25 years. And in my investigations, we have found the answers to any question anybody would ever want to know about UFOs. So I'm going to be going into how they propel the ships, what kind of energy they use to travel from here to there, how they're able to do it. I'm going to be talking about not only missing time, but condensed time. A lot of things that I haven't talked about in several years, and we're going to cover that in this conference. So I think you can see this is going to be a really good conference with tremendous speakers. So if you're interested in it, contact our website, OzarkMountain.com, OzarkMT.com, and there's a link on that to the UFO conference site, and you'll be able to find out more about it. And as the young man said a while ago, it's only $65 in advance for 3 days, and the information is tremendous. But also, don't forget about the contest. If you have any UFO pictures or videos out there that you want to enter into the contest, send them in to us. And it has all the rules and regulations are on the website. We want a short one page at least, not more than one page, on how the picture was taken and under the conditions it was taken in. And we're just charging $5 an entry fee, and the winner will get $100. And all the money taken in goes into the Parish Trust for UFO investigators. And don't send the original, only one of a kind, because we can't be responsible for that. Okay, I think we've covered most of that then. We're coming down to the end of the wire here. I've only got a few more things I wanted to bring up tonight before we go off the air anyway. But don't forget, if you're going to be in Sacramento, me and Dee Wallace will be at the Doubletree Hotel next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, in Sacramento. Then I'll be at the UFO conference in Scottsdale. Okay. One thing I found, and this was in a science magazine when I was on board an airplane recently, because I'm always flying. I just got back from a trip. This was in there, and you know, if you're in the, really into the UFOs, you know about the implants. This is a big thing. There's been pros and cons about them. I know one investigator says, oh, they're put in there to trigger them and turn everybody into zombies that will go and help the ETs take over the world. And I said, oh, bull. I don't like it when they get into that negative stuff, because I've never, in all 25 years of working on this, I have never found one case of negativity. None. Because I found the answers of why all this is happening. I've found the reasons why they're here. I know all of that part. So to me, it's positive. But they're always talking about these implants as being negative. And I found, and I've written about it in my books, the different parts of the body that they're put in have different purposes. And some of them are monitors so they can find you again. But other ones are put in certain parts of the body for healing. Because they're like, they've been described as like time-released aspirins or like contact pills that they release medication over a long period of time. That's what a lot of the implants do. They're in there for a reason, to help the person remain healthy. So I have never found anything that was a negative about that. But now, this article I saw on the plane, we're doing the same thing. We are inventing it. And I said, yeah, it's all right if we do it, but if ET does it, it's considered negative. But this says, this is what the scientists are working on. It says, Vanishing Act. New medical implants that will treat patients and dissolve when they're done. Because this way they don't have to cut the person open. Like, you know, the pacemakers, they said you have to put them in there and it's a major surgery. And heart monitors, all kinds of things that they use things for. And it's not good for the body. This is a microchip-like device, it says. And these can help fight infections. They put them into the body. They're just the size of a microchip, very, very tiny. And years ago when I was lecturing on this, I was calling into the part about nanotechnology. This is nanotechnology, very, very tiny. They're put into the body, and they will dissolve once they have done their job. It talks about in this article what they're made of. They will be able to monitor the body, the heart, the brain, any parts of the body before they dissolve. And they'll be able to dispense medication. It says instead of swallowing daily medications, the patients could choose to have an implantable device that dispenses regular doses and dissolves after a given amount of time. That's exactly what the ETs have been doing for the whole time I've been working with them. Isn't that interesting? Now we are doing the same thing. The same kind of technology that they are doing, we are finally catching up. And as I've said before, where do these ideas come from? They come from the ETs because they put the ideas into the brains of the scientists that this is a good idea. Follow up on it. That, like I told the young man, the information is there and you don't even know where it came from. So I'll be talking some more about these things later, but I won't be back on for a few weeks because of these trips we're going to be taking. Anyway, we're coming down to the wire, and I'm going to have to sign off. But I hope that you'll be able to come to the conference and contact the website. Send in your UFO pictures, and you investigators that need help with funds, contact thefarishtrust.com and find out about how you can apply for these many grants, $200 to $2,000, to help you in your investigation. Okay, we're living in exciting times. It's wonderful. So thanks for listening, everybody. Good night.